This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today, the opposition in Ukraine is organizing a general strike. It's part of a campaign to overturn the results of Sunday's presidential election. Yesterday, the country's official election commission declared a winner, a candidate backed by Russia as well as by the existing government. In doing that, though, the commission ignored persistent allegations of fraud and vote rigging. Western nations are not ignoring those allegations, and Secretary of State Colin Powell told reporters that the Bush administration does not accept the election results as legitimate. NPR's Lawrence Sheets remains in Kiev, Ukraine's capital, where he's been covering this story all week. And Lawrence, we mentioned calls for a general strike. Is it happening today?
Well, judging by the fact that there are tens of thousands of people out here on the square again today, it looks like the fact that the government decided to declare the government-backed candidate Yanukovych the winner is having some effect. We don't know if people are observing this general strike in all areas of the country. Of course, it's one thing to call a general strike in a country like Poland in the 1970s or 1980s during the Solidarity era when everyone worked for the state. Here, people really have to scrape to get by. People make $50, $60, $70 a month, many of them. So we don't know how many people can afford to stay out of work for that long. But certainly the crowds are still out here, and people are very fired up, very energized, waving flags and shouting slogans in support of the opposition.
Interesting that you mention Poland during the Cold War and the protests there. The leader of the Solidarity movement in Poland at that time was Lech Walesa, and I understand he's coming to Kiev.
And people are anxiously awaiting his arrival. There are Polish flags out here in the crowd this morning, and people talking about the fact that Lech Walesa is going to arrive. It's interesting because we see these old dissident types in the former East Bloc, former Soviet-dominated East Bloc, lining up very firmly behind the Ukrainian opposition. There was a message of support read over the radio here, an opposition radio station, and here in Independence Square from Václav Havel, the former Czech president and famous dissident. A lot of these countries they feel like they can identify with what's going on in Ukraine. They feel like they were once part of an empire dominated by Moscow, and they very much see what's going on here in the same terms because, of course, the Kremlin has so firmly backed the government in this confrontation.
So we've had most of a week of demonstrations now and calls for civil disobedience. Is there any risk here of civil war?
Well, if you believe President Leonid Kuchma, there is. That's what he said last night, that the country was on the brink of civil confrontation, civil war. But quite honestly, I don't really see how that's going to play out unless the government tries to use force against some of these protesters. And we don't know, of course, if the government can count on the support of the security organs or on the support of the army. We see no effort by them to crack down. We know that a lot of the police in the streets simply are not trying to stop these protests at all. They seem to identify more with the opposition, more with the demonstrators. So if there's going to be a civil war, the government is going to have to start it, I would think.
You have mentioned in recent days, though, Lawrence, that there's a division between people who are oriented toward the West in Ukraine and people who have more of a Russian background and are oriented toward Russia and perhaps might be more likely to support this Russian-backed candidate. Is there any way to bring those two sides together?
I think that's going to be difficult. This is a country which has been divided for a long time between East and West. The Western part of the country feels more affinity toward Europe. That's true in the capital, Kiev, as well. The Eastern half, as you said, feels more affinity towards Moscow, and the people there tend to be Russian speakers. It's really the eastern third of the country. That's the government stronghold. There have been some demonstrations in favor of the government there, but they've been relatively small, relatively muted, and the government tried to bus in some of its supporters to Kiev, but only about 1,000 people rallied in Kiev yesterday in support of the government. Really a pathetic demonstration when you compare it to the more than 250,000 people who were out here yesterday supporting the opposition.
NPR's Lawrence Sheets has been covering those demonstrations and other developments in Ukraine. Thanks, Lawrence.
Thank you, Steve.